This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
It feels oftentimes that as DAs and judges, we are flipping hamburgers because the volume that we have.
With the world's highest incarceration rate, more than 5 out of every 10,000 residents, at an annual price tag of $600 million, Louisiana desperately needs major criminal justice reform.
Taxpayers are paying while we're not necessarily getting the public safety.
Next month, lawmakers will look at many possible changes, but where to begin? State Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc suggests paroling those too old or ill to be a danger any longer.
10 a month are dying at Angola of old age.
St. John Parish District Attorney Bridget Denvo wants to see more focus on the other end of the age spectrum.
It is Frederick Douglass that said it is easier to build strong children than to fix broken men. If our future is with our children, then we have to find a way to intervene and keep them out of the adult criminal justice system.
Lafourche Parish Sheriff Craig Weber says a lack of mental health options lands many who are simply ill rather than criminal in jail.
I've never arrested a person for having a broken leg or because they have diabetes. But every day we incarcerate people who are bipolar or schizophrenic.
Amongst all that, there's the recidivism rate, which varies from 30 to 60% statewide.
We have these churners, just the same people in and out. And what we have to do is invest in that to prevent that.
And the hope is that any savings realized from changes will be reinvested in programs to keep residents out of jail. Tomorrow, we'll hear about one of those programs. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.